17 minutes to one here at Curtin Radio. Jason Jordan with you this afternoon for the afternoon program, sitting in for Jenny while she's on tour in Canada. Now, it's 2017. Whoever thought that we would get to 2017? I can clearly remember in 1988 wondering what I would be doing in the year 2000. And we're now 17 years past there. I tell you what, in the last, well, the last 100 years, I think technology has just come such a long way forward. And there's been moments when technology has become very, very difficult for us to be able to use and to understand. But as it's matured and as it's grown, I think it's actually become simpler. But there's a man that knows all about this and knows where technology is heading and whether or not it is going to be simpler for, well, all of us to be able to use in the future. Morris Mizalowski is a futurist and joins us now. G'day, Morris.
G'day, Jason.
Morris, technology, just as a general rule, is it getting easier or is it getting harder?
I think it's both. I think that we've become immensely accustomed to it. For most people, it's 30 years or so since the PC's been in their life, 10 years since the mobile phone came into their life, so they are becoming used to it. I'm hoping that we've reached an era where technology has become almost benign. It's like electricity and gas, it just exists. And I believe that we've actually moved from being Homo sapiens to Homo cyborgs, people that are totally connected to technology, both internally and externally, and have difficulty in understanding where one stops and one starts.
It's interesting, isn't it, that the kids of today, so, you know, someone that was even born as recently as maybe 16 years ago, has never actually experienced a world that doesn't have things like, you know, MP3 players or mobile phones or even the internet itself, Google, you know, not having to go to a library but being able to get the world's information at your fingertips.
Yeah, what's an MP3 player? Remind me again? But you're right. I mean, that's how far it's come. That was incredible technology. I mean, without that, we really wouldn't have today's music scene at all. And that's disappeared. It just is something that we go into an app and we listen to. And this is the same argument we were having 10 years ago when the industry said it was on its knees and people were pirating and they would never pay for music again. And now subscriptions become ordinary. Yes, it's a little bit of money. It's not a hell of a lot. But it's become ordinary now to pay subscription to get all you want to eat. And we have lots of different models for television, for music, for all sorts of things based on it.
Now, there's a guy by the name of Elon Musk, and listeners may actually recognize that name as the guy that's responsible for SpaceX, which is a private space company putting things up into space, and NASA's paying them for it. But he's also responsible for that electric car called the Tesla. Now, he came out not so long ago, I think about a fortnight ago, and said that he believes that within the next 20 years, we're going to see cars on the road that don't have steering wheels.
Well, we might see them a tad earlier. We're certainly going to get to driverless vehicles, and we'll do that quite soon. Many cars now have features that will allow some level of autonomy. In Western Australia, we're trialling the autonomous bus, and that was trialled last year. I think he's right. He's talking about what's known as level 5, which is that ultimate level that most people envision, where you get into what can only be called a pod. There's no steering wheel, there are no brakes, no accelerator. The car does everything for you. And that most probably is between 15 and 20 years away.
Would you trust that, Ross?
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Really?
Yeah, I've actually driven in something similar, I've sat in something similar in Japan only a little while ago. I have no issue with it. I'm really comfortable with technology. I also understand its limitations. I don't need to be able to direct it. My concern with it, though, are the humans, not the technology itself.
Oh, you mean because there'll be a mix of humans and technology on the road?
Yeah, I think if we get to pure play, which we most probably will somewhere around 2050, where the vast majority are these technology-driven devices who know what each other is doing, who knows what roads are available and can make those choices, I think the road will be far safer. Now, that figure that's rolled out always to prove this point, doesn't make it right, that's the figure that's used, says that over 85% of all road accidents are caused by humans.
Right. Yeah, I've heard it said as well that maybe what we should do is take the airbags out of the steering wheel and put just a steel spike there instead, because people would drive a lot more safely if that was the case.
Yeah, I'm not going to go down that road. But yeah, that would be an interesting one to get through legislation.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Absolutely. Now, I mean, the other big one at the moment that we're seeing a renaissance, if you want, is electric bicycles. This is something that, particularly in a place like Perth, which is really overall very flat, you know, electric bikes can help us if there's a bit of a stiff breeze, and make it so that we can actually ride to work without necessarily getting completely sweaty.
I think renaissance is a wonderful word to describe a lot of these technologies, and not just electric bikes, but just ordinary, what I would have called push bikes, are also coming back. This need to own a car is disappearing slowly. We're finding that we would rather have the experience, and that tends to be the overarching comment I made a lot the last couple of years, that nowadays we are moving to more experience than ownership. So we would rather have the ability to get from home to work, regardless of how we do it. It might be a bike today, it might be an Uber tomorrow, it might be a taxi, it might be a walk, it might be the car we own, but we're willing to mix and match. And that's really been a big shift moving forward. And yes, electric bikes is absolutely a part of that.
I just want to throw one more at you before I let you go, Morris. I recently bought a TV, and I didn't pick it because it had 3D built into it, but it came with 3D technology. But I've noticed that none of the TV stations are broadcasting anything in 3D any longer. In fact, it's even quite difficult these days to pick up, you know, discs and stuff that are actually 3D. As a technology, has 3D actually died? And if that's the case, what's next?
3D has died as a fad. It's easy to say after the fact, but I'm on record even 10 years ago saying that 3D on television would never work. There's no purpose for it, and there aren't any shows either, as you've said. So those TVs are certainly wasteful for that particular aspect of them. What's next? I think we're still going to see what some people call augmented, some people call virtual. Augmented is where we take the world and we add things on top of it. We see both. Virtual is where we replace it. I actually think it's the third element, this mixed reality, which is a bit of both, and it depends on what we want as to what we see. To me, that makes the most sense moving forward, that we will have this ability to be able to see the players in our footy team literally run around our lounge room perhaps in 10 or 15 years.
Wow.
It's being used wonderfully well in medicine, where physicians are able to, on a digital scale, to do the operation many, many times before they touch a human being. And I know some incredible surgeons that now won't go into complex operations until they've mimicked that many times, and they're wearing headsets on their head, and the patient's been digitized, and all sorts of things are happening. We're, of course, training people to fly planes, and it has its purpose. But perhaps as something you and I have at home, I think it's still very limited and might be for quite a while.
Morris, it's always very exciting to talk to you because I love my technology and I love what's coming down the track. I'm so looking forward to it. And I find that, you know, you're the man to talk to because somehow, Morris, you seem to know what the go is.
Ah, well, it's what I do day in, day out. And, you know, let's remember always that technology is wonderful, but it's all about being human. And I think that, to me, is the most exciting thing about down the track, that, in fact, these technologies are pushing us back to our core of humanity. And I'm loving that about it.
Now, have you got a website that people can check out?
I do, and it's businessfuturist.com.
There you go, Morris Misolowski, businessfuturist.com. Morris, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Good on you. Morris Misolowski there, and I tell you what, I love talking to that guy. One day I'm going to sit down with him for a good 6 hours, and we'll just we'll talk it to death over some coffees. 9 minutes to one day here at Curtin Radio.